Down here in Pioneer Square, one of the real institutions down here is the Union Gospel Mission. They started more than 80 years ago. They were serving soup during the Depression. It's only one of the locations that the mission has now, and it's only one of the missions in Pioneer Square. There are others. 1,200 of the residents of Pioneer Square live in missions or some other form of transitional housing. Many of the 2,000 people living without shelter in King County sleep right here on the streets of Pioneer Square, where we're broadcasting from today. The Union Gospel Mission started more than 80 years ago, as I said, serving soup. And one of the services that they provide is addiction services, housing, food, and something called Morning Watch. And with me here in the Washington Chu building, Jason Bennett, who works with the Morning Watch program, and he's familiar with the services and the neighborhood. Jason, thanks so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to hear a little bit about your story. You started as a resident of the Union Gospel Mission. You had some issues you needed help with, and they helped you.
That's correct. I got involved with the Seattle Union Gospel Mission because of an alcohol addiction. I got to the point where I had lost everything. I had lost jobs, my apartment. I was out of money, and I was losing my family really fast. And I was without hope. And they welcomed me with open arms and gave me a place to stay and helped me figure out what it was going wrong.
This was about 5 years ago?
That's correct, in 2008, yes.
And that was here in Pioneer Square that this was happening?
Yes, at their location on 2nd Avenue Extension South in Washington.
And what was your experience of the neighborhood as a resident at that time when you were getting this help from them?
Well, my first day here to the mission, I actually got here late at night. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and I couldn't be admitted. It was too late at night. And I slept across the street where other homeless individuals were sleeping, just right outside what was then the Mason's furniture store. Just slept outside and waited for the morning to come. I really recognized early that there was a problem in this area with homelessness. And this was just within eyeshot, within a few blocks, let alone for what I do now. There's definitely an issue, and I realized I wasn't the only one.
Well, fortunately, you came through the program, you have been able to get sober, and now you sort of use some of your experiences dealing with some of the folks who are still sleeping out on the street. You were telling me part of what you do is maybe greet that person that you were 5 years ago with a cup of coffee in the morning.
Exactly. You know, the mission itself, as well as what I try to do, is we're so focused on forming and developing relationships with these individuals. And it's very easy for them to be empathetic because I can say that I've been where you're at right now. I've been on the streets. I've had problems in addiction. I've had problems with money. I've had problems with whatever it is that I can relate to you. I'm not just here. This isn't just my job, and I punch out, and then I forget about you. I'm out here this morning because of you, and I know your situation, and I want to help.
Jason, do you feel as though the Pioneer Square neighborhood has been a welcoming environment for people like you were when you went into this program and the people who you now see on the street and try to help out?
Believe it or not, I think for the most part, there is a sense of compassion by the residents as well as some of the businesses. Granted, they may not be excited if someone's sleeping outside their business doorway first thing in the morning. They need to start their business, but outside of that, I think that I was really surprised compared to other cities around the country where the cops would just walk by and let people sleep on the streets at a certain time at night or not wake them up till a certain point in the morning. I was really fascinated by that. It was intriguing. And come to find out, it was just there is a sense of compassion here in the city that you see it by all the organizations that are offering free meals and individuals and church groups and things that come out to just donate some of their time to help because they see it's an issue and it's a problem. And there's a large congregation here in the Pioneer Square area.
You know, folks we've been talking to have said there's some issues in Pioneer Square. There's public urination. There's drug dealing that's going on. And they aren't blaming it on homeless people. They say sometimes it's the people going to the sports stadiums who are doing that. But are those issues that are kind of affecting the community that you work with at the Union Square, at the Union Gospel Mission?
It's really case by case. I don't happen to see a lot of public intoxication, public drug use, public urination. For the most part, from what I've seen from the homeless individuals I see first thing in the morning who are sleeping outside, is that they're very respectful of their area. One of the big things in the homeless community is if you start trashing out your area, they're going to kick you out. Mm-hmm. But if you're respectful, pick up after your trash, and you're not urinating or anything on the premises, then they're willing to show you a little more grace and allow you to stay there. So you don't see that a whole lot.
I can have to tell you, alcoholism is such an intractable, such a difficult issue to deal with.
Sure.
How do you stay motivated to do it? Because I'm sure sometimes you're successful, but probably a lot of times it doesn't really work. You see the same people that day after day in a cycle that, unlike you, they are unable to get out of.
And I believe that's where my faith comes in, that I have my faith to lean on, that I have God to look at as my strength to get me through anything, whether it's hope, you know, the feeling of using again, whether it's I stopped smoking a few months ago, and even then, thank you. I didn't think that would ever happen. I know my
Talk
family's
to our
happy.
Talk to Arwen Nick's on the way up.
Oh boy, I don't know how much of an advocate I am, I had to, and it's my faith that I have to look to in those areas.
We're just about out of time, but what's the one thing about Pioneer Square that people who don't live or work here get? What do they understand about Pioneer Square that you know from living here, working here?
It's very diverse. You see a lot of people. You'll see, depending on what day it is, you have a lot of sports enthusiasts, and you have a lot of art fans that go to like the art walk they have every month. But at the same time, there are struggles here. This is a large metropolitan city, and we have homeless that are struggling and suffering, not for any reason other than they're just in a tough spot right now.
Hey, Jason, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Jason Bennett works with the Morning Watch program with the Union Gospel Mission here in Pioneer Square. We're broadcasting from the Washington Shoe Building for these couple of hours. This is The Record.